The biggest lessons I've learned in my life are here. Through different topics, I'm going to inspire and motivate you to reach your success and your dreams. I'm so grateful that you're here on Journey to Success. So let's enjoy my next episode together. Hi guys, my name is Fabio from Journey to Success and welcome. Today we're going to talk about this new book, and the name of the book is Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. And it's a beautiful book. I loved it, and I highlighted something very interesting for you. And I used to get the help via this app. It's StoryShot. It's a beautiful app where, you know, it shows you the summary of any book. It's also free, so you can have a check. But I'm going to do it my way. I'm gonna say to you, explain to you what I learned. And let's see. Let's see how it goes. So, highlight one. Okay, highlight one. What is the first highlight that Adam Grant wrote in this book? Is talent is overrated. So I'm not gonna say to you that talent be talented is not important. And also Adam Grant, right? He doesn't want to say to you that be talented is not important, but can be useless if you don't have these three key factors. So the first key factor is have character. The second key factor is be motivated, right? So have a motivation about something that really drives you to achieve that success, that dream. And the third key factor is the opportunity system, something that you can have or something that you can build, but we're gonna look later for it. So be talented. It can be good, but if you don't have these three factors, then you don't go anywhere, basically, regardless if you are talented or not. Grit. So what is the grit? The grit is the ability to stick with something, even if it's difficult. Okay, so how can you overcome this? How can you overcome this grit? I like to make as an example, I like to take as an example Kobe Bryant, right? Kobe Bryant, you know him, was a wonderful person, and unfortunately he died. But still, his advices are still around us, and it's so beautiful that we take any moment to, you know, to take what he learned. And Kobe Bryant wasn't born as a talented basket player. Okay, I remember an interview from him, and he said, "My hands were big, but no, very big. So I was fast, but no, extremely fast." So he didn't born talented, but still he had grit. He had grit, and he knew he had to work to reach a certain success. He said that he used to train his hands, his arms, his legs, as he had a menu on his hands, like, okay, today is a hands day, this month is legs day. And so he used to train and train and train. He used to persevere a lot. And what he was doing also was studying his competitors, what they used to do, which way they used to train, what they used to eat for lunch, for dinner, the habit. Amazing. Amazing. He used to watch every, you know, everything about them, And it's just that's the way someone has to, you know, has to study and reach his success, looking the pros and the cons, looking at the competitors, have advices from other people around you. You can do so much to improve yourself and to develop this grit. I mean, any successful athlete, entrepreneur, student, whatever, if is successful, it's because they have this strong grit, right? Something that not a lot of people talk about it, but it's something that I would suggest to have a look after this clip, this episode. Perseverance. So perseverance, it is the ability to maintain the same energy and consistency during painful circumstances or challenges. And okay, perseverance is the, as I said, is the ability to maintain the same energy, right? So the same level of energy, something that unfortunately most of the people do is be enthusiastic about a project and give everything on this project, right? Maybe the first day, days, maybe a week. So they reach a peak, but then they're too much tired and And unfortunately, when you are tired and you are not motivated enough, then you cannot maintain this level of energy balanced, you know. So it always, most of the times, goes always like this. So there is a peak and then goes down like a mountain. But when you persevere with something, you know how to balance your time, first of all, and especially you know that to reach a certain success, you have to think in a long-term way. And it's important in this case to maintain the level of energy very equal and balanced after a while. And another thing that I want to say about the perseverance is focus on the long-term goal. You always have to focus on the long-term goal, of course. But at the same time, it's important to split these long-term goal in small goals, all right? In small achievable goals. In a previous episode, I talked about my personal example. So I like to see a big island in front of me when I want to reach some success or my dream. And then I just imagine myself myself in a beach. And then I start to swim. There are obstacles, challenges around me. But I always imagine myself with small islands on the sea, on the ocean, small islands where I can take a break and where I can always look back to see how many steps I did until, you know, until now. And at the end, you're going to reach the big island because, you know, looking the small islands, looking how much you did gives you already the motivation to go forward to reach your success. Humility and humble. Here, there is not really so much to say, but it's important to not be arrogant, okay? Because when you are arrogant, you don't learn from mistake. You don't listen to other people. You don't want advices. You don't want to get feedback. My personal example, until I would say a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago, when my fiance used to say to me something, I was a little bit touched, and it's okay to be touched. I mean, she said something very nice a couple of weeks ago. She said, "No, it's okay. It means you care, so it's okay." She's right, but at the same time, there is a limit. There is a line, right? And right now, what I do is listen to people around me, listen everyone. It doesn't matter who is. And I like to take any feedback, and then I collect any feedback silently. I understand which one was good and which one wasn't. And in this way, I can understand better if what I'm doing is in line or not. It's good to brainstorm with other people. It's good to listen to other people. And you can be humble. You can... when you are humble, it just the journey to success is just more more healthy and less confusing also, because let's be honest, when you are arrogant, it means you just think about yourself. But when you think you listen yourself and you don't have all the feedback around you, that's a problem, because you know, if you listen only yourself, then you cannot compare anything with anyone else around you. And the opportunity system. Opportunity system is something that I truly learned from this book. And it's very interesting because you can burn rich. So you can burn rich. It means that you already have a good opportunity system, because maybe you get a good university, a good knowledge, a good mindset already, because you know your parents, your family had already that rich mindset, and they directly indirectly teach to the child. Okay, that's the opportunity system. But right now, you can also build your opportunity system. It's not like, you know, a couple of hundred years ago where the poor remains poor, the rich remains rich. And I mean, I'm sure there was also some exception a time ago, but now it's less and less. Because let's be honest, we live in an age where everyone get the same thing at the same price. Okay, I can watch the same quantity of movies, CD TV, and TV show, and any streaming service with the same price as you pay. And for you, I mean you, rich person. Okay, okay. Maybe I don't have the money to buy any book in a paper way or digitally, but it doesn't matter because I'm just making an example. I don't make any. How can I say? I don't make any reference about it, right? But there are services where with 2 credits per month, and here someone already understood something. But with a subscription of €10 and or $10, it depends where you are right now, and 2 credits per month, I can obtain any book. Any type of book. And let's say that I don't even have a €10 per month to spend, where in that case you can sacrifice something. You know, I'm sure that right now, I don't know, you are listening to me and maybe you are paying a YouTube subscription and in the meantime you are paying also Netflix. You can always sacrifice something, you know, to get a good app to that show you summary books. Let's say that you don't want that either. I tell you that there are apps where they make summary book for free. And now we have also this AI, ChatGPT, whatever, that makes everything, everything so accessible and free. You don't have excuse anymore to build an opportunity system. You could have an excuse maybe hundreds of years ago, who knows, maybe also decades ago, but not now, okay? So that's also very important. Build a good opportunity system, even if you're not born rich. Embrace the discomfort. You know how much I love this topic, the comfort zone, learning phase. So learning phase, you learn something, you learn skills, and you are in this discomfort situation. But then there is a moment where palm, you are more comfortable. But then there is a moment where you want to learn more skills. You want to have more knowledge. So, bam, you're already in a learning phase. And it's important to embrace discomfort, because otherwise you never learn and you never obtain skills. And be open to think your future. So reinvent yourself. Very important to reinvent yourself. And because any skill that you are gaining right now, any knowledge that you are gaining right now, in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, is not gonna be so useful as is right now. Well, maybe indirectly, any skill you are gaining is gonna always be useful, okay? That's my philosophy. That's my idea. But at the same time, you always have to reinvent yourself, because the world changed. Look how much fast it is. I mean, let's be honest. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of decades there are going to be robots around the house and walking with the dog of the neighbor, you know. So the environment is going very fast. You have to reinvent yourself, and you have not to be scared to reinvent yourself. So you have not to be touched about the skill that you are learning right now. You can be grateful about the skill that you're learning right now, ready to learn new skill and ready to be in this discomfort, to embrace this discomfort, okay? Because there is always time to learn, and you don't go to pension it yourself because, hey, I got my skill to, I don't know, to do YouTube podcast. I'm going to keep like that forever. You don't know if it's going to be like that forever. So embrace discomfort and be open to reinvent yourself for the future. Be a giver, and be a giver and not a taker. So there is a research that it says that giver people are more successful than taker people. Also here, I wouldn't be surprised. When you give something directly or indirectly, you receive something. You have not to, you have not to give thinking that someone has to give you something. It doesn't work like that. But of course, if you give and give and give, regardless what the people are gonna give you one day, then exactly the moment where you don't expect anything, you will receive. You will receive indirectly or directly. You will receive from the same person or from a different person. You will receive in different ways. You can receive a good words. You can receive a good advice that can change your path or can improve your way to reach success. Okay, be a giver, be a giver, be humble, and be everything that you need to reach your success, but in a very healthy way. You know, you don't need to be arrogant or super rich to reach things in your life. Nothing to say about rich people. I know wonderful rich people around me, but I mean, you can always achieve anything you want, anything you can, regardless your status, regardless who you are right now. Because if you improve yourself, if you obtain new skills, then you can reach your success, and I guarantee you, you can do, okay? And give yourself time. Give yourself time. You know, we don't have, all of us don't have the same quantity of time. Because of families, children, we're just busy people. Most of us, we work, and we cannot think to give always 100% your time for something that you want to achieve in the future. But for sure, you can schedule a time for yourself to reach your success in a stable and consistent way. I mean, if you dedicate yourself for, let's say, 10, 15 minutes per hour, in a year, you can reach easily 60 hours. With 60 hours, you can do so many things. I mean, with 20, 30 minutes per day around, you can reach in 1 year 200 hours. 200 hours, it's, I don't know, it's kind of how a person can write a book, you know, an entire book in a full year. So give yourself time, schedule a time, even if you cannot, especially at the start, you cannot give everything yourself for that dream because you are super busy. Accept that. Then it's gonna be in time. In time, you're gonna reach the right balance to, you know, to reach the right journey to achieve your dream. But start to focus and have a scheduled time for yourself, just 10, 15 minutes per day, and then you'll see you are gonna obtain so many things to reach your dreams. I also, in this case, I guarantee you it's gonna be easier than you think. And I have just a last quote. Well, a last quote, just a quote here, because I didn't mention quote today, but I have a quote from Adam Grant. I want to mention you before I close this episode. So Adam Grant used to say, the most meaningful way to succeed is to help other succeed. It's a beautiful quote. That's what I say before, guys. So if you help others directly or indirectly, they're gonna help you. You don't have to expect that, of course. That's not the purpose. But trust me, if you do in a humble way and with a lot of humility, you know, within you, that you are gonna receive so much help to reach your success, and at the same time you are gonna help these people to reach their success. So such beautiful exchange of energy, you know what I mean? It's so beautiful. Beautiful quote. I'm gonna leave you with this quote today, and this. Thank you so much for being here on Journey to Success, and see you on the next episode. Cheers. Here we are. Congratulations. You just finished my entire episode. So, the only thing I ask is to take a moment to give Journey to Success a rating. By the way, thank you so much for being here on Journey to Success. I'm very grateful. Thank you, and see you next time.